SWR dispute. It's a strike to ensure the safety of the traveling public, Southern Region Socialist Party reporters. After over 40 days of strike action during the last 2 years, the RMT Transport Union reported that a deal had been reached with Southwestern Railway to retain the safety critical role of the guard. However, that deal was then rejected by the company, with the RMT believing that government interference has played its part, unwilling to see a victory for the RMT in the run-up to the general election, and allow any suggestion that militant action works. Despite this setback, RMT guards and their leadership on SWR were determined to continue the fight, and, on the 2nd of December, began an historic month-long strike to ensure the continued presence of the guard. Picket lines were the biggest of the dispute so far, spurred on by management bully boy letters sent to the homes of SWR guards threatening to sue them for loss of earnings, a ghostly echo of the infamous 1901 Taff Vale case, when the striking rail workers union was sued by the Taff Vale Railway Company. This was seen as an especially cynical ploy, as SWR has suffered no losses, being bailed out by the Tory government with public money to the tune of £86 million, even if SWR don't run trains during the strikes. While the government has sought to win support from long-suffering commuters, guards report overwhelming support from the travelling public, who value the presence of guards. It's not surprising, since statistics show a sharp rise in violent and sexual assaults on trains in the recent period. What would happen in the absence of guards? Perhaps in a reflection of the real mood in society generally, Twitter feeds were calling for an end to the chaos, and for SWR to lose its franchise. Why? Because the overcrowded trains are the norm, not just on strike days. The RMT recently revealed how the public is being fleeced by privatized rail companies, particularly those that provide the rolling stock. Just three monopoly companies have paid out £1.2 billion in share dividends over 6 years to 2018, enough to pay for 700 new trains. This is while fares continue to rocket. Some tickets have gone up by 250% since rail was privatized by the Tories 26 years ago. So much for the promise by the then-Tory Prime Minister John Major that prices would fall. Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto announcement on the first day of the strike that his government would cut season tickets by a third, a saving of £2,000 for some commuting workers, and provide free travel for under-16s, will undoubtedly be as popular as his call for the renationalisation of the railways and the guarantee of a second safety-critical member of staff on every train.